I believe in the power of love.
I believe that a generation of young people...
I believe it deeply and sincerely.
I believe in the importance of passing this knowledge
I believe that everyone wants to love
All of
and
these
be
add
loved.
Up to my belief in the dignity of the individual.
I believe in people.
This I believe.
Each week, NPR is bringing you essays from Americans from all walks of life. It's part of our revival of the 1950s radio series, This I Believe. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
The accomplishments of John Updike, more than 60 books, 2 Pulitzer Prizes for fiction, and a long list of honors and accolades would be the envy of most authors. But Updike, when we asked him to sum up his own career, said simply, "I am a professional writer," and noted that he has been a freelancer for 50 years. He chose to compose his thoughts on belief in 3 parts. First, the art of fiction, followed by politics, then religion. Here's John Updike with his essay, For This I Believe.
A person believes various things at various times, even on the same day. At the age of 73, I seem most instinctively to believe in the human value of creative writing, whether in the form of verse or fiction, as a mode of truth-telling, self-expression, and homage to the twin miracles of creation and consciousness. The special value of these indirect methods of communication, as opposed to the value of factual reporting and analysis, is one of precision, oddly enough. The story or poem brings us closer to the actual texture and intricacy of experience. In fiction, imaginary people become realer to us than any named celebrity, glimpsed in a series of rumored events whose causes and subtler ramifications must remain in the dark. An invented figure like Anna Karenina or Emma Bovary emerges fully into the light of understanding, which brings with it identification, sympathy, and pity. I find in my own writing that only fiction, and rarely a poem, fully tests me to the limits of what I know and what I feel. In composing even such a frank and simple account as this profession of belief, I must fight against the sensation that I am simplifying and exploiting my own voice. I also believe, instinctively, if not very cogently, in the American political experiment, which I take to be at bottom a matter of trusting the citizens to know their own minds and best interests. To govern with the consent of the governed, this spells the ideal, and though the implementation will inevitably be approximate and debatable, and though a totalitarian or technocratic government can obtain some swift successes, in the end only a democracy can enlist a people's energies on a sustained and renewable basis. To guarantee the individual maximum freedom within a social frame of minimal laws ensures, if not happiness, its hopeful pursuit. Cosmically, I seem to be of 2 minds. The power of materialist science to explain everything, from the behavior of the galaxies to that of molecules, atoms, and their submicroscopic components, seems to be inarguable and the principal glory of the modern mind. On the other hand, the reality of subjective sensations, desires, and, may we even say, illusions, composes the basic substance of our existence, and religion alone, in its many forms, attempts to address, organize, and placate these. I believe, then, that religious faith will continue to be an essential part of being human, as it has been for me.
John Updike, reading his essay, For This I Believe. Updike told us he put off writing this statement of personal belief, but finally, he said, it was a joy to write and a good way to spend the Monday. If you would like to give it a try, we are inviting everyone to contribute short essays to this project. You can find out more at npr.org. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next week on Morning Edition, an essay by pioneering broadcaster Norman Corwin.
Thank you.